Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Genocide in hindsight.
We did not immediately call these crimes by their rightful name, genocide. We cannot change the past, but we can and must do everything in our power to help you build a future without fear.
The world knew about but did nothing as the slaughter in Rwanda killed a million people back in the 1990s. Apologies after the fact are relatively useless. But if the world had been watching back then and the Rwandan murderers knew they were being watched, would it have made a difference? Spy satellites for human rights, a high-tech way to trade cheap hindsight into precious foresight. A genocide scope in space to watch a violent planet. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Eyes in space to prevent genocide on the ground on planet Earth. That's our discussion on this Thursday, December 30th. Celeste is on vacation, is back next week. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Israel's former president Moshe Katsav has been found guilty of two counts of rape by a court in Tel Aviv this morning. The 65-year-old Katsav faces a minimum of 4 years in prison for raping one of his employees back in 1998 when he was Israel's tourism minister. Katsav resigned as president in 2007. Ivory Coast's ambassador to the United Nations warns that his country is on the brink of genocide.
There is a massive violation of human rights between the 16 and the 21. 173 people killed. We are on the brink of genocide. Something should be done.
That's Ambassador Bamba from Ivory Coast, who says houses are being marked in his country, according to a person's tribe. President Laurent Gbagbo is refusing to step down, despite his rival being internationally accepted as the presidential election winner. We're going to talk about preventing genocide using spy satellites. Maybe you should get those satellites focused on Ivory Coast. We'll talk about that a little bit later. A group monitoring Iraqi civilian deaths says there was only a slight decline in those civilian deaths this year. The group Iraq Body Count says nearly 4,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed this year, putting the number of dead since the war began somewhere between 99 and 108,000. Here's a number for you. There are 440,000 people on the U.S. terror watch list. It's 5% higher than last year. The reason is that they changed the criteria, so now just one tip is enough to get a name onto that watch list. A big loss for the music world. Billy Taylor, who we learned on this program this morning, wrote that song for his daughter, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Grammy, Emmy Award-winning jazz musician, passed away at the age of 89, began playing professionally in 1944, performed with icons like Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, many others. He knows how it feels to be free. And looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Futures are down on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,585. The S&P opens at 1,259. And the Nasdaq starts trading later this morning at 2,666. We're wrapping up this year by looking forward to the news and culture and keeping an eye on 2011. Our friend Patrick Henry Bass, an Essence magazine book reviewer, joins us with their picks later this hour. And we know you're all voracious readers. Here's a sampling of the books our listeners have suggested over the past year.
Best book that I ever read, and the first book that I ever read was Lord of the Flies.
My Angelou's, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Harriet the Spy is my book.
Defenders of Griffin's Peak.
Ray Bradbury, Dandelion Wine.
More recommendations on the blog at thetakeaway.org, where our staff members give their own recommendations. And you can share yours, too. Go to thetakeaway.org, find the blog, tell us the books you loved reading in 2010 and that your reading list you're looking forward to in 2011. Coming up first, preventing genocide in Sudan, what a team like Google, the United Nations, Harvard, and George Clooney can do. That conversation in a few minutes.